If you remember, a week ago, BRICS 2022 summit happened. It was hosted by China virtually, and it was also the 14th edition. So in this video, we're going to learn why Argentina and Iran wants to join BRICS group. As you already know, BRICS is the acronym given to the joint partnership of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They are also the permanent members of this group. Now, apart from these permanent members, there are other countries who have interest towards joining this group. And every year, few countries express their interests, and they also get to attend the summit as a guest or an observer. This year, the observer countries were Algeria, Argentina, Cambodia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Fiji, Indonesia, Iran, Kazakhstan, Senegal, Uzbekistan, Malaysia, and Thailand. Among these countries, Iran and Argentina have applied to join BRICS. And once their joining formalities are done, this group is going to expand from existing 5 nations to 7 nations and can potentially become another G7 grouping with different aims, objectives and values. Now let's quickly understand why Argentina and Iran have applied for BRICS membership. And by the way, they have not yet received the membership. It is in the process. However, the main leaders of the group have almost agreed. Some last minute possibilities are being explored. So anyhow, why did they apply? The first thing that you have to understand is that Iran has world's second largest gas reserves. And the second thing that you have to understand is that Iran's relationship with the West started declining right after the 1979 Iranian Revolution, when Ayatollah Khomeini's Shia Islamic ideology replaced Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi's secular monarchy. And as you know, if it is secular, that means it is backed by the West. So the 1979 Iranian Revolution damaged Iran's relationship with the West. And after that, the US Department of State has added Iran to the list of many state-sponsored terrorism, started imposing numerous sanctions on Iran for developing nuclear technology, and many more such things. I have a video called Iran's Nuclear Program. Watch that video, in that I've explained everything in detail. If you're interested, the link of that video is in the top right corner. So anyhow, Iran's relationship with the West is not good. And Iran's nuclear weapons program is a threat to American interests. And that is why the United States and the European Union have done everything possible to destroy the Iranian economy by putting numerous sanctions. They have also placed Iran in FATF's blacklist since 2020. I mean, just think about it. Pakistan is in the grey list. India has tried everything to put Pakistan in the blacklist. But somehow the West has never taken this matter seriously. On the other hand, Iran is in the blacklist. Everyone knows, I don't need to say this, Pakistan is used by both United States and China from time to time. If a country can be used for XYZ reasons in exchange of money, then naturally their masters will not put them in the blacklist. They will put them in grey list, so that not only they can be controlled, but they can also be used from time to time. So that is what is Pakistan's situation. But the same logic does not apply on Iran. Iran is like a bone in United States' throat. That is why Iran is in FATF's blacklist. And if at all any country is in the blacklist, then all kinds of export and import is banned for that country. Ultimately, the idea behind any kind of sanction is to create economic crisis, so that you can force the country's leader and government to obey. Iran's economy has been crushed by the Western countries, and Iran has also many times appealed to the United States to suspend these restrictions. But America wants Iran to get rid of their nuclear weapons and open their facilities to international inspection, which Iran is not at all in favor of, because they simply don't trust the United States. Iran strongly feels that this way the United States will gain control of Iran's national interests. On one hand, Iran does not want to give in to United States' demands. And on the other hand, United States is crushing Iranian economy by applying maximum pressure through sanctions. Here is a chart that shows Iran's economy is declining under various presidents. If you notice, Obama is a Democrat, Trump is a Republican. That means irrespective of which political party is in power, the United States deep state has a permanent fixed policy towards Iran, and that is to get rid of Iran's nuclear program. And watch that video I've told you, in that I've explained why Iran's nuclear program is a threat to American interests. I cannot discuss it here, otherwise this will be a never-ending video. So Iran's economy is in very bad shape. The only reason they are able to run their economy somehow is because Iran has world's second largest gas reserves, and I believe world's fourth largest oil reserves. Iran sells huge quantity of oil illegally. Actually, the word illegal is not a right word, if you think from Iran's perspective, because that country has to survive somehow and they have to do everything despite having numerous sanctions. They can't sit and rot. So Iran exports oil despite US sanctions. They export it to countries like China, India and Turkey. Iran also exports oil to its nearby countries like Iraq, Syria. Even Pakistan gets it. As you know, Iran shares border with Pakistan near Balochistan. Oil smuggling in this part of the world is a common thing. So anyhow, this is how Iran's economy is breathing. Otherwise, the sanctions that have been put by the Western countries have pretty much crushed the Iranian economy. Hence, for Iran, it becomes an even more important decision to be part of five powerful economies. That will not only give Iran an international platform to present their regional and economic issues, but it will also help Iran become an important part of a powerful emerging market, which is the only alternative to the Western market. If you look at the entire BRICS grouping, China is by far the largest economy in the BRICS grouping, accounting for more than 70% of the group's collective 27.5 trillion economic strength. India accounts for about 13%, Russia and Brazil represents about 7% each, and the remaining is South Africa. BRICS grouping also accounts for more than 40% of the world's population, and about 26% of the global economy. As you can see, it is clearly the next alternative to the combined Western market. And when Iran joins officially, when all the paperwork is done, Iran will turn out to be an important country in this BRICS grouping to provide the much needed energy because it has world's second largest gas reserves and fourth largest oil reserves. And furthermore, Iran can provide the land route to Central Asia and then Russia. The BRICS grouping has everything to gain by accepting Iran. Similarly, even Iranian economy needs an alternative emerging market to revive their economy, which is in critical shape. Now coming to Argentina, if you study the Argentina government's foreign policy, it is not very clear. Things are very unpredictable when it comes to Argentina's foreign policy, because their position on several geopolitical aspects are not clear. As you know, Argentina is one of the largest economy of Latin America, and it is also considered as the most stable democracy in that region. Even then, Argentina has struggled with political and financial crisis in the last 10 years. And by the way, Argentina is also an important trading partner of the United States, European Union, and China. But US still remains Latin America's top trading partner. In fact, China is a growing influence in Latin America. Over the last 20 years, China has developed close economic and security ties with many Latin American countries. Here is a map in this you can see. And obviously, if a Latin America country has a partnership with both United States as well as China, then things are not going to be smooth. And if you look at the politics of Argentina, Alberto Fernandez is the president and he runs a coalition government by the name Everyone's Front. In Latin, it is called Frente de Todos. In general, if I have to say, Argentina currently has a leftist government. So naturally, it does have certain amount of interference of the American politics. Plus, it is not a hidden fact, United States has intervened hundreds of times in the affairs of the Latin American countries. However, in recent times, it has been observed that Argentina has been turning east towards China for its economic and developmental needs. In fact, it was China who invited the Argentinian president to attend the BRICS summit. Economically, we do understand what's going on in Argentina, but then politically, things are not straightforward. Argentina's economy is not doing well. Argentina's currency peso has hit an all-time low against the dollar. The inflation number is crazy, and truck drivers are protesting over shortage of diesel fuel. And then just now, Argentina's economy minister resigned. So Argentina's economy is not at all doing well. Their foreign policy is also unpredictable. Things are not clear. Because Argentina has to balance its relations with China as well as United States. And even the Eastern market is aware of the fact that the Latin American countries are not completely free from US government's interferences. If you keep the Western market and the Eastern market side by side, Argentina is more confident with the Eastern countries. Because America cannot help Argentina economically because the American economy itself is not doing great. And that is the reason Argentina has also expressed deep interest in joining the BRICS grouping. And one more thing, if you have watched my video on China Solomon Islands security agreement that happened on 19th April 2022, in that I've explained why South Pacific Ocean is an important region for China. I also have an entire playlist on China, so if you have time, you can watch it. So if you look at the South Pacific Ocean region, here is Solomon Islands, and then here is South America or Latin American continent. So this becomes an important maritime trade route for China, wherein Solomon Islands can become the pit stop and also observation point. Because Pacific Ocean is huge and South Pacific Islands are of great strategic importance. Because any kind of long journey must have a pit stop for servicing, refueling and also for diplomatic purposes. Anyhow, I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.